mistake. Rambam can be found. Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph. Hayishim is tama ba'onis. Keita. Don't you cough to me, Mokal and Mokal? Okay. Oh, Ross, Behemo, Chaya, Off, Miss Askim, Zam, Zer. The Chomda, the Ross, Dam. So it's not just the Beis Yosef said, the Rambam said. This is included in the category of onus. And the problem, of course, becomes the Pashup Shah in this Rambam says, in the Raisim. The Pashup Shah in the Gemara is in the Raisim. And we saw the Bechaba, Bein Bonus, Bein Beratzon. So this is really a Din D'oraisa, but the Taz explained that there's no Hargosha. The Magad Mishnah here says he thinks that there's no Hargosha in these kinds of cases. So how can the positive be a Din D'oraisa? What's happening? That's the problem.
Why can't there be Hargosha?
Oh.
Maybe Machmas Lechimud, she feels that Haria.
So the Lashon of the Rambam is Umetame b'kol shuhu, shafilu roz dam tipa kacharal arezu kemisha zavi men adamim harbe. And of course, the question becomes: assuming it's a din d'oraisa in these kinds of circumstances, what happened to the requirement for hargosha? That's the question. There is a Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, second Rambam. Halacha Tes and Yud. Ram quotes a Gemara Samach Rabbah and Aleph. That fool he nase you require shiva nekiyim. Shem mechamuda leish ros dam tipa achas lor gishaba. She saw a drop and she didn't realize it. Okay. V'cholat varam ha'elu churmi yaseira. Shenogaba benos yisrael mechach me'atamud. Pein losa mimena li'olam. They require Shivan Akiv. So the Magad Mishnah at the end of Halacha Yud says, look, this case is Muteras Gemurah Dvar Torah. Shafila Beria Sharah saw. You know, she actually did see. Rambam's referring to the answer, she saw nothing. Maybe we were afraid she did see. You know, she did see Beferish. Kol Shalor Yagisha Eina Tamea. Kemosh is Bor Bedinak Samin. And therefore, Koshken Zushi Suffolk in Ross a Klal Filamata Filukesem Sheikh Muteras Gemur Dvar Torah. It's only Chumma de Rabbanan. So Magad Mishnah, she actually saw, it's still the Rabbanan because there's no Ahar Gosha. But the question, of course, becomes, is that really true? Is that really true? Because the Rambam earlier in Perek Hei Alach Aleph said, I feel the Ross Tipas Dam Kachardel, Harizu Kamisha Zavi Meta Damim Harbe. And the Tipas Dam Kachardel had the Hargosha. We had seen, if you recall, that the Rambam said that Hargosha is defined as Derech Riyasa. That was our Rambam from the first week. So it occurred to me, and I don't know if this is true or not true, is that perhaps just as we saw that for Bas Yom Echad, that even if she sees one small little drop, a few drops, that's considered the Derech Riyah for her. So perhaps we should say that, look, Isha Shechamda, it's common to see a Tipas Dam Kachardel, that's Derech Riyah for her. So, remember, Shlomo Zalman had this whole wide ranging definition of what's considered Derech Riyah.
Not
to
be Derech Riyah.
What?
No,
not at all. If a woman has a normal monthly period, and then she suddenly is some out of whack, something happens, and is not attributing it to a Chemda or to any of this nature, just some Kacha, something happened, that may be not some Derech Riyah. I'm just suggesting as a possibility, which would of course not be would not be the same as the Magad Mishnah. I'm just mentioning as a possibility because otherwise, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, it sounds like it really is a Daraisa, even if it's one Tipa. That's what it sounds like. Comment number two is I owe you the Rambam and the Pirush of Mishnayos in Perek Beis. Please, you open your edition. I'll share Rabbi Kapach's edition. Rabbi Kapach makes a very, very, very heroic effort to try to reconcile the Rambam and therefore the Mishnah and the Gemara with the Metzius. at the end of the day, I don't know if he really succeeded, honestly, but he certainly tried very hard. And it's almost, I think, almost completely successful. So, one point I just don't see it fitting in well. So, I wanted to go over with you some of his heroism. Okay? Mashal Mashal Chachamim Be'isha. This is at page 196 in our edition in the Pirush Mishnah Yasar Rabba. He tells you the whole story. Cheder u'chalal arechem. And he says, Kil arechem shnei chalolim. Shnei chalolim. What? Double uterus. What's going on? Shnei chalolim. So Rabbi Kapach tries to take care of that. And I'm not an expert in the anatomy so much. He says, no, it doesn't mean that. Chas v'shalom. It's the one womb that a woman has. She only has one rechem. So what does it mean? Shnei chalolim. He explains in the footnotes. Doesn't mean shnei chalolim mamish. Shnei atzdodim lamata mikipas arechem shemisham whatever. The cheder is what they call kipas arechem ushnei tzdodav ha'elyonim, which means the dome of the womb and its two upper parts. I still haven't gotten any slides. I can't be more clear than what that means. But apparently, it just means the two parts of the top part of the rechem itself. Let's continue reading in the Rambam. Okay. Uprozdar is tzavar harechem. Once again, we're not exactly sure what it means. Rabbi Kapach says, I'll quote him verbatim. It means, what does it mean? Mipi harechem apnimi. V'ad pi harechem achitzon. V'kol anartik ashar achitzon. Is all included in the word Prozdor or Tzav HaRechem in the quote of the Rambam. V'zeh u'shem kloli u'lahalan yuchulak b'shem os nifradim v'dinim shonim. He says, Mamash HaKam Shalom Mazam, this means the entire area from the top of the cervical canal all until the very end of the vaginal canal, right, maybe a little beyond, is all included in the word Prozdor or Tzav HaRechem here in general terms. And it's going to be split into different sections as we shall see presently. Now, remember, you shouldn't forget the word what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah is critical. The Mishnah says that you don't have the Mishnah in front of you, but Mashal, Mashal, Chachamim, Be'isha, Acheder, Aprozder, Vo'aliyah, Dam Acheder, Tomei, Nimtze, Beprozder, Sfeiko, Tomei, Shechezkos, Omin, Amok. That's all the Mishnah says. The Gemara is where the problems come in. The problems we really have a lot of trouble understanding what it means to conform to modern day anatomy. I don't, at the end of the day, I'm going to give up a little bit, but I want to show the valiant effort which the which Rav Kapach makes. Now the Poshup Shat is Nimtza B'Prozdor. It can't be referring only to the cervical canal B'Pshuto, because as we mentioned yesterday, you can't find anything there. What do you mean Nimtza B'Prozdor? What you put in there? To get so far up is almost impossible to the cervical canal. So the Pasha says that he's right in footnote 19, and Shlomo Zalman is right, that the word prozor in this context means the entire area, including the vaginal canal, where typically a woman can put into a bidika cloth and can find out. I'm just going to push up shop. But let us continue in this difficult Pirush HaMishnayos. Fine. The difficulty, of course, becomes that if prozor tzavar arechem here means the entire area, including the vaginal canal, in Perikei it didn't sound that way. It didn't sound that way. Let's just say that the Arabic and the Hebrew was different than the Arabic. He brought me the Arabic version of Rabbi Kapach's Pirush HaMishnayos. You ever see that one? You probably wouldn't know what it meant anyway. But there's an Arabic edition. We had put the Arabic on one side and the Hebrew on the other side. We have a copy here, and it makes a few more complications. But we have enough problems with Hebrew. So let me just go a little bit further in what Rabbi Kapach says. Let's go on. The Rambam continues. V'olav shtei tosafos. We have it's a typo. Simply v'olav. It's v'aliyah, because the Mishnah has the word aliyah. So it's a typo there. Va'aliyah heng shnei ha-tosafios Hadomos lekarnayim. I'm reading from my version. You have basically the same thing over here. Shehem al oref harechem v'lifneim shtei habeitzim. What's karnayim? What's beitzim? What is he talking about? So Rabbi Kapach tells us what it means in modern day Hebrew, in footnote 21 and 23. What does it mean when he says over here the word karnayim? Borosh hakavon al achatzotzros. Anyone know what chatzotzros means? Tube. It's the fallopian tubes. How do I know? Rabbi Force told me so. If you look in the you have a Chelik Beis somewhere, if you have in the room, look at Chelik Beis, open up yourself to page 2. Open to page 531. We have the very important dictionary. You have a page of dictionary. What the modern Hebrew words are for certain things and what the English words are. If you don't know when you read these, you don't know what they're talking about. So there's the Beferish, am I right? It's an alphabetical of Chatzotz, the fallopian tubes. Does it say that, Beferish, man?
Yeah.
Oh, Beferish. Fallopian tubes, for those who don't know anatomy, those are the tubes through which, and the doctor can correct me if I'm wrong, through which the egg slides down the fallopian tube from the ovary where it's produced to the uterus, and somewhere. Again, I think that the most modern scientists say that when the zera, which is able to swim upstream, it's called motility, and it's some miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bang into the somehow of a shidduch between this little tiny cell called a sperm cell and the little tiny cell called an egg cell, which is coming down and they meet. Last I looked, according to where the shidduch takes place. Where they meet, they met in shul, they met in camp, where they meet. So they met, they say now they meet in the tube itself and then slides out. If Chalila V'chas does not slide out, becomes implanted in the tube, that's called an ectopic pregnancy, which is Sakonis Nefoshis Mamash. In our generation, people died from it. And it beleaguers Sakonis Nefoshis Mamash. There are now certain signs that they have sonography they didn't have before, they can tell it earlier. It's pikuach nevish doich shav. I'm just telling you, if you have any chashash in the world, what it is, run. It's mamish sakonis nefashis. But 99.9% of the cases, the shidduch may be made in the tube, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chochma aliona slides out and attaches it to the wall. And if the wall is proper, it can adhere to the wall and develop as a child. One of the billions of the flaws are boring. They go into every child being born. Makes it mind-boggling. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mind-boggling. The flaws are teva. Okay. The Rambam writes, if you look at the flaws are teva, how can you not be a mind? It's so blows your mind. Anyway, so back to our vocabulary. So what he called there, the Chatzotros, this is what the Rambam calls the Karnayim. These are the fallopian tubes. And what are the Beitzim? You know what Beitzim mean in a man? Beitzim in a woman? What? What's Beitzim? He's over here. The Beitzim are, he says over here, Borur Shakavana al Hashachalos Hamafrishos as a Beitzios. What's that? Come on, you know what that is? It's the ovaries, which Hamafrishos means. Have the ovaries come, the cells of the little eggs. Shehem Lifnei Katzvei Hachatzotros. They are, how much what Lifnei means? In front of the edges of the fallopian tubes. I mean, I've seen pictures of myself. There's an ovary like this, and there's a tube like this, goes into the pear-shaped uterus, all those pictures that you may have seen somewhere in high school biology books, whatever. So that's what we need. Unfortunately, Rabbi Kapach did not draw a picture. Unfortunately, it's a terrible, maybe his family has it somewhere. He writes like this at the end, footnote 40. He writes like this, Fisharabim. The Rambam, look at the very end of the Rambam. Let's do this first. Let's give us a little bit of a understanding. Rambam says at the very end, "Umisha horgel b'chokmas hanituach maat." He's a little bit an expert in surgery or anatomy. Yisbor lo kol mashe zacharnu v'gam ki yiyad tzir mashe zacharnu korav ma'od v'shanachnu v'flagnu b'vir. We wrote so many lines about it. Now everyone can figure it out. Anyone knows a little bit about the anatomy of the woman? says of Kapach 40, Al apa ptochazu. Rama promised us, we know a little bit of anatomy, you can figure it out. Adayin ein advarim kalam la'avona. Not that we didn't understand. Well, if you should rabim roim divri ha-mishna v'atamad v'divri ha-beinu, ki bilti nitonim la'avona la'or toras ha-anatomia b'yameinu. It's impossible to figure out. L'chein harachti levaro. Therefore, I was marach. V'im rabbeinu aslicha im to'isi b'havona s'tavor. He gets slich b'chilich from the Rambam. She made a mistake. V'il molei hayatzir no se zeh mat'im l'sefer zeh. It would be appropriate to put a picture in this book. Hayisi mitzairo al pi sifri ha'anatomia ha'chadoshim im tziyuni ha'shemos v'agvulos ha'yashanam v'chadoshim. But he didn't do it. He should have put a number. You can call this number. He'll fax you the picture. I imagine he must have drawn it somewhere. If you get your hands ready, somebody get hold of Moshe Rav Cook. I don't know why. Who? Get me that picture. I want to see what he did. At the end, I don't. Okay. All right. Just like you know, I wish we had a picture. Let's now go back to the word by word analysis of what this is all about. Okay. Good. So the Rambam continues over here in his description of what's going on, and the Rambam is basing himself on the Gemara. Let's read together. Umischabrim. I'm reading in your edition. You have Bitischaber. Okay? Okay, I have Umischabrim. Bekarki is a rechem. You have a bit of a. You have vihubar bekaririos arechem. All right. So mine is a little bit more. You're in the third line. Everyone see it? Are you following it? Third line. Page 196, column 2, Mishnah Mashal, the third line. That's where you have your edition. I'm reading you from my edition. Vehu anikra cheder orkim bohem zorem dam hanida. V'nishpach berechem v'yotzi l'tzavarei rechem hanikra prozdom. So the blood of the womb goes, you know, through this tzavarei rechem, which is called the prozdom. Again, we're still not exactly sure what this is all about. And then he says as follows. The word tosfos was used earlier to describe the aliyah, which is the tosfos, domel, and the karnayim, which were the fallopian tubes. Vehabetim, which are the ovaries. Vehena nikorim aliyah. Okay, but that we already know that's called the aliyah. What's connected to that? Orkim acherim. Other blood vessels. Vehem hazonim osa kishar orke haguf. And they keep the system going like any other part of the body. And they're not the normal channel where the monthly blood comes. If somehow there was a cut or some wound in one of those blood vessels, which are like any other blood vessel in the body, nothing to do with the normal, typical, the special vasculature of the uterus. Yered gan behem dam letzaver harechem v'udam tor lefishu kedam ha'af. He gives my marsha bloody nose. Right, it's in the Rambam already. Bloody nose. Odam ha'tor, tor is hemorrhoids. Okay, so this blood, dam and aliyah, as the Mishnah says, is tor. Okay, so let's review again. So min ha'cheder, dam ha'cheder, tome. And the Gemara says the Mishnah doesn't have it. Dam ha'aliyah is tor. Because it's like simple dam ha'ka. So we're at the Rambam Pirush and Mishnayos, and this is so far so good, Rabosa. Everything will be good until the last, well, so far so good. Hinein is bor mizeh, continues the Rambam. And I'm reading in my edition, I'm sure you have something very similar in your edition. Ki dam acheder tome, v'dam ha'aliyah tor. Okay? That's so far, it's pushed. Any questions so far? Just got to try to figure it out. V'im nimtza dam b'tzavar ha'rechem, v'hu prozdot, if the dam is found in the tzavar ha'rechem, v'hu prozdot, so this is as follows. Imhoya. Here it gets a little tricky. Ben amokom shebo shtei atosvios ubein chalal harechem hareiz et tomei v'lo nomar sheva min ha'aliyah bo l'shom. And we're not going to assume that this dam came from the aliyah, and therefore we assume that cheskos sveik otomei shecheskos ben amokor. And the Gemara explains v'zeh omru kan in the Mishnah, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah sveik otomei shecheskos ben amokor. Lefi sherubo shel davar lo yimotzei shem el adam anida, v'kevan shadavar al harov asu chazaka, a presumption. V'kach amar b'talmud b'shloshim mekomos holchacham achar harov v'asom kevadai, v'yechad mehem zeshes kan. It's a Gemara b'fureshes on daf yud chesem and aleph. So we assume it's coming from the womb and not coming from the, we'll call it the aliyah, the attic. The attic consists of the ovaries and the fallopian tubes. Why do we assume that? It's obvious why we assume that. Because those things very rarely bleed. How often are they bleeding on the fallopian tubes from the ovaries? Absolutely on the evil. Since it's such a rarity that the blood is seen in that area, we assume it's coming from the makor, from the uterus. It's considered to be, she's a tumea bevadai. Not 100%, but such a strong robe, it's considered to be a Vada. Everyone with me? Yes? I'm continuing in Pirush Mishnayos L'Rambam. I hope you're following along. Okay. Please follow along. He goes on. V'yibnim tzadam b'prozod v'utzav ha'arechem. Where tzav ha'arechem? We already spoke earlier about finding the blood in the tzav ha'arechem v'prozod. Because Rav Kapach said earlier that it's divided into different sections. So now the second section. Where is the second section? Bein amokom shebo shtei atosvios uvein pi arechem shekalap bechitzoni yosaguf. So the Pasha Pshat is that these tosvios are not the same tosvios as before. Before they meant the two tosvios were the karnayim with the fallopian tubes. You can't find anything there. Here, presumably, the tosvios means, we'll see soon, I think it probably can mean those. The way I'm going to make you a little picture. I don't want you to accuse me of doing anything. And anyway, graphic, my drawing talents are so limited, no one can accuse me of anything. But if you have the, draw me a pear. I draw a pear. All right. That's a pear. All right. This is the rachma. This is the uterus. Okay. I'm not going to. Then it's tied to the very thin cervical canal, which is what we call the internal os, the external os, the very narrow, probably very, very narrow. And this, I'm drawing it as forced even as I can, just a straight, we'll call it, I'm drawing a straight rectangle. This is the what they call it, the narthic or the vaginal canal. As we mentioned before, the cervical canal juts into the vaginal canal. That's what it says in all the books. As we mentioned in the Rambam yesterday, and the place in the Gemara, the Makom Shel Shamash Dosh is here, and the Shamash does not quite reach the, according to my reading Rambam, this is called the Rosh HaProzdor, this is the Prozdor itself, this is the Rosho. This is what tightens up the mucus plug. You know, mucus plug before? The mucus plug is right over here. Prevents the baby from falling out. Okay? And then it widens up to let the baby's head come out. And, okay. This is my... It's as primitive as I can possibly get, but just to be able to explain a little bit. So these tosfios that I'm just talking about now, I'm not even going to try to draw the other stuff. The ovaries and the tubes. There's some in a different plane. I guess probably higher up, because it's an aliyah, higher up. When aliyah means which way are you going? You know, she's lying down, it's higher up, but she's standing up, it's higher up. Which one is it?
It's top right, top left, and
here. Here, right. Yeah, somewhere here. Whatever it may be, I can't, I'm not good at the various which way is positioned. This one, she's lying down, standing up, I can't answer. It doesn't matter. But the word Tosios in this kind of, I believe, means this. A and B. You did two Tosios. The word Tosef just means an addition. A very nondescript word. I mean, I don't know what the Arabic is. It should be a different Arabic than, I don't have the Arabic in front of me in this Mishnah. But having said this, let's continue reading the Rambam.
Could you be referring to the lul?
Well, that's the problem. The word lul, no one knows what the word lul means.
Right. So
yeah.
Whatever it means.
What's those who learn the sugya, you know, it's just impossible to understand. I'm trying to give you Rabbi Kapach's version, which I think is a very, very laudable effort to try to completely conform to the biology of today. The lul is going to be that. The lul is going to kill us. But we haven't had to get the word lul yet. Direct. Let's go. Let's be patient. So the Rambam says as follows. So if the blood is found, again, if nimtza lamala kloma kalape harosh shiomedes vuhu hanikra etzlam gad prozdor hareze damtor fishu morid shanitek sham v'cheskasa min ha'aliyah. So the best description I have of that is that the blood is found over here. X. Now, it's a funny place to find blood, because if the blood is coming out, it's pouring out of this way, it should come out this way. What's how to get up here? So it's cheskosim and aliyah. In fact, Rabbi Kapach, aliyah, it also empties into here and goes out here. Rabbi Kapach says, you have to say, lav dafka aliyah. Aliyah is an example to mean Dam Maka, and therefore the blood is coming from here, these walls. Adkak, it's a valiant effort, and if we only had this, I would be willing to accept. Yeah.
I mean, if she can't find Dam in the cervix, she's not going to be able to find Dam there either. It's farther up.
It's farther up, but maybe if since it's not a narrow, it's not narrow over there, it's wider.
I mean, it's a flip to the Rambam who says it's not nimtza badgol matovim umatza. So it's only, the Gemara just says nimtza, so we could say it's theoretical. But the Rambam says badgol, so then...
Again, I'm not an expert in this, but maybe there's a possibility that... you say it won't reach there either. Okay. Good.
Maybe it's farther than the Shabbash Tahash.
Well, that's another problem. We'll have to get to that in a minute. Okay, so let's go slow. We're trying our best. This is what he says. You're right. Your problem is a good problem. But he already took a big dochak, a big hit. So don't take the word aliyah literally. Because the aliyah, all we all know is that science tells us, any wound in the fallopian tubes or in the ovaries is going to come out through the uterus and through the cervical canal. So what are you talking about? So aliyah is labda. Okay, what can I say? A dochak number one. Let's go on. So nitsa dan bo lemata, kloma letzara raglayin, bu karka prozdor. Because you get the impression from him that the Gaga Prozdor is the roof, the Gaga, this part which is above this line, and the rest all the way down here is called the Karaka. So it's from here to the end of the body. Any blood seen passed at the end of the body is what's called Karaka Prozdor. Where's that coming from? One of two things. One of three things, actually. It could be what? Typical uterine blood. Which came flowing out down here. It could be coming from here. And it could be coming from those tubes with the ovaries, whatever's coming from somewhere in the wild beyond them. So it could be any of these things. So what status do we give it? Well, you and I know, come on, you and I know where it's coming from. Of course it's coming from the uterine lining, because that's what sheds every month. The other stuff is very rare. Nonetheless, the Rambam says, based upon the Gemara, said the Rambam, "Vim nimtza ba'adam bo lemata kloma letzada raglayim shu kaka prozdor, harei ze tomei mi safek, v'she'efsha shum min acheder, v'efsha min ha'aliyah." He writes in footnote 36, "O mitfanas ha'nartik atzmo." Could have come from here, all places. Come from the uterine blood, or could be from the ovaries, fallopian tubes, or could be from the gaga, or could be from here itself. So my pshat is, although each of these other three are rarities, But you put all three of them together, and maybe it rises to some percentage or other, which is still obviously a minority, but it's enough of a minority that we can no longer say it's a chazak, as a presumption of adults, it's a certainty, or near certainty, that it's coming from the uterine line. Again, if it's found here, so it's only two possibilities, the uterine lining, or here, that's just a small possibility. Who gets caught over there? It's very well protected, very tiny, infinitesimal possibility, considered to be vada. Once it's coming from here, so aside from the infinitesimal possibility, it can come here, it can be here, here, they really are cuts, kayadua. So although it's still, I'm telling you, the overwhelming chance coming from here, but it rises to the level of suffix and what kind of carbon you bring, etc. That's the best I can do. Based on Rabbi Kapel, let's just read the Rambam. Okay. We are based on the Gemara? Yeah?
The Gemara is mashed that Lu Yitzur, there was time enough to do a bedika, you would be chayev, a carbon chatos.
Let's discuss the time over here. Discussing a different stuff. You're discussing it, the earliest sugars in the parish. I'm not only discussing this stuff. That's one of the questions that the Mepharshim ask. How do you have an Hashem Tov? How do you have a Chatas? Every time you do a Bedikah, you can always have this the Chavis Das, yes, that Kash. It's not your own Kash. And the Tewitzim are hard to come by. Hard to come by. The best answer is that you did a deeper Bedikah. But a deeper Bedikah, if you told these facts, it's come out not Shach, a deeper Bedikah. So I'm going to, let's go slow. So far, it's still all right, but then we're going to come to the. Let me read you again. You keep reading, please. Ushtei atosven sheskarti lecha hacholkos es tzavar harechem sheosos chelak mimenu. I'm not sure what your words are. It's probably words similar to mine. Please put this important. You're looking inside. Sheosos chelak mimenu shekeneged pnim haguf becheskes tamei. He used three words. Pnim, then he said chitzoni, and then he said tachto. My read is as follows. Pnim, here, right in the middle. Chitzoni is here. And tachto is here. Anyone with me so far? Can't read it? Pnim is here, right in the middle of the cervical canal. Chitzoni, that's further in the middle. Chitzoni where the exits. That's the roof of the vaginal canal, which is on the sides. Chitzoni, and tachton is further going further out to the end of the body, which is right in the vaginal canal.
Pnim is in the cervical canal stone.
That's what I think. That's badai. Because the only other possibility, the way of Kapach is saying, is a cut here, which is very rare. Here, we say it would never accomplish its star. Must be a cut. Here, chances are very strong it's from the uterus, but it could be a cut, so it's not quite a vada. That's what the Rambam. I'm reading the Rambam. Let's keep reading, please. Einan atosvios. Bichlalusa, I don't mean the earlier Tosfios, which may include the whole system of the earlier the first Tosfios meant the what do you call it before? Tosfios is what? The Karnayim, that was the tubes. Nah, it doesn't mean that at all. Doesn't mean that. Okay. What does it mean though? Elakavanasein obehem ktsosehen hachadim. Asher Rosh kol blita mehen kein Rosh Adad. What does that mean? Says Rabbi Kapach, kan medubar al blitos pi arecha masoch anartik. Rabbi Kapach had a degree in biology. He knew that it goes inside, this comes into the vaginal canal. Rabbeinu kore lechol tfanos tzav arecha ma'ov ma'maschilim mitachas l'stapos at chatzotros b'chlal Hachatzotros, v'bnei shedinam echot, v'dama nifresh mehem tor, kishar pitzei damaguf. Until now, I could somehow survive, although it's been a bedochak already, but now comes the lul. That's going to kill us. No one knows what does it mean? Says the Rambam, as follows. You should be able to follow it inside in your version. Slightly different words. ומשהבה ממפגש אוסן שני הקצוות עם שתי הביצים כאין נקב בעליונו של פרוזדור והנקרא כהן אוסו לול שבעליה ועליו אומר מן הלול לפנים ועדי תומי מן הלול ולחוץ ספק אותומי כמו שביארתי לכל ביררתי אין דה רמבה רבי קפח in his desperation to have the Metzias conform to the Rambam, says as follows. I read it to you, footnote 39. This is a very bold effort. Kolomar, read what he says. Hachelek mitzavar arecha mikeneged ha-beitim shashachlos te-zruchol t'tzei kipur fachasotot t'tzei t'fanos tzavar arecha ha-bolt from the soch anartik nikra lul shebaliyah. And these plitos are called the Shinaim, and between them is called the Bena Shinaim. Ki kol ha-mokom hazeh u-kipas ha-recha mutztada ba-rechovim shemeh mistaf machatzotros v'nik shekron le'el shnei chaloli ha-ched. I read it many times. And I think what he's trying to drive at is that the lul is somewhere here. This is the lul. Calls from here, from here, these things. I lost them over here, but I wish I had the picture.
Can you just throw your point together?
Here, fill here for the lube. Because that, because there is. Why are you saying that? Because there is no other hole. There's nothing there. But the unfortunate reality is, it seems to me, that it can't fit with. Then he writes over here in Pirush Mishnah in the front. According to this, Em Shabiosa Kalos Lahavin Devarav Vehilchusi Sirabia Perik Halach Gimel Adav. I went to the library special to take out the Kapach Rambam. And he's to Rabbiya. See what he says? He says nothing. He just quotes himself verbatim in the Pirush Mishnayos. I couldn't understand a word he's talking about. Because the Rambam writes, we were there yesterday, we'll be there again, let's open it up again. Here's why, at the end I failed. I tried to go with him, at the end I tried. The Rambam writes as follows. He quotes the Lul in Halacha Dalet. He says, the Aliyah is where the, you know, the fallopian tubes and the new. And the ovaries are. Ukmo nekav pasuach min aliyah legaga prosdor. The nekav zek koron also lul. But here's the kick. No aver nichnas lefnim min alul bishas marbiyu. There's the end. That's it. It can't possibly mean from here up. No, the aver doesn't go anywhere near that. We know that. Rabbi himself said earlier in halacha beis. And he said, where is that? Ubishas marbiya lo chadalim. Or even if it's a prose of ena magia at rosh of shemufnim, el erom ha gubim yenem ma'at of yenem mos. It's just not going to work out. So I'm stuck by saying, I'm not sure if it said the Chachamim thought, I don't know if they had more tatsis in those days. They thought, which doesn't conform to our Metzias today, that there was simply a hole which opened up from the aliyah, which is the area which has the new ovaries and the fallopian tubes. There was a hole somewhere in here which opened here. It opened right here. I threw the hole right there. That's they thought. That's the lul. We don't have such a lul. No one ever saw such a little history. How can the Rambam say that what he's saying conforms to the tuach, to anatomy and surgery? I don't know. Maybe it was a small hole which they couldn't find. I can't answer that question. But that's the pashup shot. It's wrong anatomy. I mean, most of it is right. Just that one thing with the lul doesn't work out. And we understand very well. The aver goes past the lul because it goes very close. Right? And the Bedika can go Abba Shasham Mishdash, the Bedika goes past the Lul, that's what she's Chayav Katas. The Bedika doesn't go past the Lul, it's Chayav Oshem Tolim. Everything fits in, you know, when you're willing to say that one fact is wrong, everything will fit in nicely. So that's my, after trying very hard to get everything to work, I gave up. And so they thought there was some kind of a Lul over here. I don't know how they thought that, but that's the rest. Yeah.
Rev Simon says that in the input from the article that they suggest Archibald Nida suggests that there's like an infection that causes there to be a hole between the vaginal canal and the urethra, and maybe it was a much more common infection back then, so most people had, you know,
something. Rabbi Simon said it when he was discussing the sugya of Merak Lime. That's what he probably said it.
No, what the lul is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Rabbi Tendler says that.
So what?
If you make the aliyah, the urethra, and not the fallopian tube, right? Then if you have this infection, so not only can you see Davnida, you might be very, 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 very sick.
May die.
And need a doctor, it may die. But otherwise, it would explain the muscle as well.
Wouldn't go with the Rambam.
The Rambam is very difficult. But to make the aliyah, the urethra, to make the prosa the vaginal cone, to make the lul the vesicle outside. But that part, I tried to read all the Gemaras. I think it would work every Gemara. Like in Porcin and Rashi.
Alright, whatever it is, we tried our best. Okay, whatever. We made a valiant effort. I don't know what it is. If you have a better shot, show it to me in writing. I'm happy to accept it. Alright. I'm sorry I spent so much time, but I thought that we've been looking at the Rambam and PhD, probably Kapach spent so much time, we have to spend a little time too. So I'm happy to see your suggestions. If you have it in writing, either your suggestion or your suggestion, if it's somewhere, a picture or something, I'm happy to look at it. Otherwise, for me, it's a little more speculative. Adkan, let's go back to what we started learning yesterday. I'm sorry it took so much time on this, but I thought it's important. We discussed the question of Dam Besulim, which is our next topic. We started learning the Sugya. So number one, I wanted to just comment that although the Shulchan Aruch is Beferish, and everyone should look up the Shulchan Aruch, that we don't follow the Ravid. The Ravid we saw quoted in the Rosh yesterday. Those of us who forgot since yesterday, let's open up again to the Rosh. The beginning of the 10th Perek, the Rav Oseinu, the Rav Shmuel, say everything is Aser. But the one thing that's okay is that you have the Gemar Bia, and there's no requirement of being Porish Be'eber Chai. Loka Moshe Pirush Arayvadal, the Omer Ashi Yomos Ever. Dimkei Mainos No Dekomer. Akarot Sarach Livol Bia Smitzah. So they didn't give any break at all. Achi Perusho, etc., etc., etc. This is what the what the Rosh quotes in the name of the Ravid. Everyone should open the Shulchan Aruch because this is very practical Shulchan Aruch oriented to see what's happening. If someone has I'm going to have to bark you later, the Rabbi Force Volume 2. I want to read you some things, but not, I don't need it this minute. The Shulchan Aruch can be found. Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Hakonis Absul the Bol of the Mitzvah Gugomer Biyoso Uporesh Miyad. What do you mean Uporesh? What does the word Uporesh Miyad mean? The Pashtus is that once the Biyah is completed, so there has to be a withdrawal, and after that she becomes a Nidah, even though she didn't see any dam whatsoever. Now, is the Ravid's opinion quoted in the Shulchan Aruch? No. No. And therefore, the Shach is Beferish that Gomer Biyoso means Muta Lifo Shemen of Eberchai. This is quoted from the Shach in the name of the Rohaf, all the posts against the Ravid, and there's no need to be any mach whatsoever. Even a Bal Nefesh does not have to be mach with his shach. Who says so? The Rashba, according to the Beis Yosef, based on the Gemara Samachemet Beis. So I was very surprised to hear that certain Chosn classes, they're being told to follow the Ravid sheet. I don't understand. How the Ravid keep the Shulchan Aruch? Even the Baal Nefesh doesn't have to keep. Yeah. The Baalei HaNefesh, the Ravid himself holds that way. But not a Baal Nefesh who lives in 2007. So we that sheet is not accepted by Halacha. I don't understand why people are saying this. It makes enough problems when people are getting married. I have to make more problems for them. Okay. Just commenting what was reported to me. Fine. So this is the basic halacha over here in Siman Kuf Sadi Gimel, where this din is found. Let's discuss a number of other chumras. We saw already yesterday in the Rosh an unbelievable chumrah, which not everybody agrees to, most yes, but not everybody agrees, that if there was a Gemar Bia, even if there's no dam whatsoever, Afal Pikein, she is Asura, for a whole variety of reasons given by the various Rishonim. Not everyone agrees. There is at least one Dayan Rishonim that says, no, come on, there's no such Gemara. There's no such Gemara. Where's such a Gemara? Where? Take a look at the Divrei Chamudos, for example, over here. Bottom of the Rosh. The first one, Aleph. Everyone see it? Page Pei Zayin. Please look inside. I still have a few Gemaras left on the table here. But Tzorach Limer Tafil Lamotzadam, Kenkotz of Iran, because of Shekain Dasa Gaone, Vagos Maimon, because of Peregidav, because of Arivit, Loshna Bola Motzadam, Loshna Bola Lo Motzadam, Porish. The Ikam and the Omar, Shem Lamotzadam, Ein Tzorach Lifrosh. Umistabra Lakula, Abba B'Shem Rashi, Nimsa Lachum, Ra, Kenkotz of Arakea, Kenkotz of Ramban, Kenkotz of Ramban Lachmir, Afila Mekilim, Matrichim Balivdok, Bibdika, Zaka, Bamoch, Batsamanoki, Ad Kan Lashonim. That's a quote, I believe, from the Hagos Maimon. The Kosov of Beis Yosef, the Nirali, strange Lashon, the Lochashina Ladivriya Mekilim. We're not worried about the Mekilim. A very strange expression. Right? Dovazesh, Akola Poskim, Cholkam Aleim, Maskim, Lesser. Kamamorachai Kosov Hashem Kamagdolim, Lesser. Shem Diyev Shalachabura, Belodan, Elishik Vazerachi Peu, Perikam of the Ksubis, etc., 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 etc. Ein Lahokel, Ramos says, Shenoag in Lahokel, here's a compromise, Im Logomar Bia, Rakheraba, Veloros Adam, Avalim Bo, Leha Bia Mamish, Sarech Lifrosh Mimen Avapish Loros Adam, Ubal Nefesh Yochosh Liatmosh Lolischok Petinokos. These are these guys who are trying to play games of half a beer, a quarter of a beer, and this should become Nasra Olav. It was a terrible minhag which the Rambam already speaks about, and the Shach has another terrible minhag he speaks about, that they would not do the Bias Mitzvah for 3 days. A lot of crazy minhagim which existed, Bizman Gedolei Achronim, which should not exist, and we'll discuss it in a few moments what exists these days. Okay, so this is clear. So by looking at the Divrei Chamudos Aleph, you're already seeing what it says more or less in the Shulchan Aruch. Alright, are there any questions before we go on? Okay, let's continue a little bit. I have in front of me the Sefer Bari HaShulchan.
What's this Raya Diyavshah, or Tain of Diyavshah Chazur Blandam?
I don't know. I don't understand it at all. I don't understand. We pointed out, that I mentioned yesterday, that even there's no Otsoa Zera, it's Osir anyway, for one of two reasons, or both sides. This is found in the Sefer Bari HaShulchan, Tezayin Kodav Nechokhmas Adam. It's Osir. Why? Either low plug, or the second reason. The second reason was not that it was nevda. The drop of blood got lost. That's what we pass in our local device. So let's discuss a few other things which are not found beferish in the poskim. One of them is what happened if the woman went to a doctor when she was still single, and the doctor removed the psul. I think it's a crazy thing to do, but you know, we live in an age of everything, you know, knife happy age. So it was done. She heard about these horror stories of the psul. She said, okay, take care of it when I'm a kid, go to the doctor, it's gone. Poof. There are certain cases. I believe every girl before she can match should go to an OBGYN. And if the OBGYN sees that she's extraordinarily tight and nothing's gonna happen, then maybe then she should recommend either dilators to make it wider, or if it's really, really bad, just take it out, or somehow open it up. But that's a very rare case. Yes, what's the question?
It seems like we're being, I'm not sure I just like all the comments, but like it seems like we're being machmer like Beishama. Why don't we be machmer only up to the level of Beisilo?
No, Beishama Beisilo. This is Rabbi Hosseinu, this is Rabbi Shmuel.
Right.
You're talking about Dana Bedina, Tana Bezman, and Mishnah.
Right.
Dana Mishnah Fakert, the Dan Besulim is a cooler, not a chumra.
Right.
All right, okay. Don't blame me. Blame the Rabbi Hosseinu, Rabbi Shmuel.
By Bulgaris, even. Beis Hillel as opposed to Beis Shammai, they only go Beis.
Right, that's one of the reasons that the Rosh gave.
Right.
There are many reasons why this chumrah was put in, and I'm not going into the reasons, that the reality that exists. Says the Sefer Bali HaShulchan, "Im arofi hotzi besuleil eze siba, kegom, shepischa sasam biyoser, v'lohoy afshal livo." That could happen. "Gam kein tzricha leishiv azeh shivinikim." What? Who said so? The Minchas Yitzchak, "Uv Sefer Igros Moshe, kosal hokal bazeh, v'kosavti bifnim, ha'nirul ha'nir zayit." This is a refrain throughout this forum, that Rav Moshe is mekel and ha'machmer, because he has other poskim who are machmer in his shayla. This is one of the example. In my opinion, we have a right to rely upon Rav Moshe. It's his holding, it's only a din de rabbanan. Of course, the reason to be machmer is, I can give you a good reason to be machmer, that the reasons that were given for the gzeira would apply here. Shatam shen isbaru b'zeh b'samuch, Shayachim Gam Kain Binyan Zeh, right? Took out the Basul, they get confused with this, confused with that. Confusion is always possible. Right. Sivkot and base. My view, it's not included in the original Gzeira. Ain't lo l'chadish Gzeira smatzmeinu. Rav Moshe goes further than that. Has the reasons for the reason for the Gzeira, in fact, do not apply. Do not apply. Why shouldn't it apply? What doesn't apply? Is it Taras Abayis on the table? Someone took it? Someone has it? No one has it. So the Taras Abayis, Rabbi Avadya quotes a Sefer Eshko, who thinks that we have to worry about Dam Chimud. That's to be the for this Chumrah. And of course, Dam Chimud is not going to apply under the surgeon's knife. So therefore, that we can explain why at least one of the reasons is not apply. Rabbi Moshe just says, not the reason don't apply. I'm not sure what he's driving at.
Are we talking about here, Zayin came after the Dr. Rosa, or Zayin came after
the Yerushana? No, he removed them 10 years ago. He removed them 10 days ago. So then, again, slowly. If the doctor took out the Dan Basulim, Eze Sibu, excuse me, I made a mistake. He was discussing whether you require Shiva Nakim for what the doctor did. I was already ahead of myself. So here, the Rav Moshe is Mekel, and other poskim are Machmer. She says she's already married. She tried once, tried twice, nothing works, go to the doctor, so it'll close up. They did this procedure. She would not require Shivikim to Rav Moshe, and she would have gone to the Minchas Yitzchak. Now it was ready to turn the next question. What happens if she was a young child, the doctor already took out the Dan Basulim because he saw, or she got engaged, took out the Dan Basulim because he saw it's going to be impossible for there to be a Bia otherwise. What happened in that kind of a case? That there's a different Bari HaShulchan. At Sivkaton Yud Dalit. Obviously, that if the whole problem is only by a psula, not by an amana, not by a grusha, right? What about a beula? No. What about a mukas eitz? Mukas eitz. And now she gets married, and she is, of course, there's no dam. Yesh shemachmer letamosa. Af al gav da efshe shenoshu kol kvar kol psula b'shas ako. Lo chilku chachama b'ka. And therefore, if that's correct, no distinction. Who was this make? Who was it? Not a small person. Marshak Subis Dalit Amar Aleph. And Rav Moshe holds like the Marsha. Finished. But there's an asterisk over here. That's always dangerous. An asterisk means a reference to the Hashmatos in the back. You know already it's not going to be such good news. So if you look in the back.
Question.
Let me just read it what it says. Marsha, right? Shuvnes Ashafti, Ulai and Lilmod Horol and Maisim Midvarav Sham, Shenichtavu Rakmaderek Shakla Vatayab Limud Asugi Vitzarachin. What? Oh, come on. I had a Marshaw's make it, but fair is only meant that it didn't mean it the mice. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Shouldn't the question of the Rovi taking the man, having this just to Shinikim at that point be relevant to cases in the Gemara about Mukuzet and things like that?
Yeah, but Amukas Eitz Zvanagavah was single at the time, so it wasn't relevant. Once she got married, she was presumably a Bula immediately. They never came to be Amukas Eitz afterwards. Okay, so these are the two shahs, Rav Moshe Zmekel in both of them, and Bali HaShulchan is Shikl Machmer in both of them. Fine. Now let's go back to what we started talking about. Who am I? I think Rav Moshe is Kedai Lis Macholov. Yeah.
I think even the Badei HaShulchan has a potential in the Tziyunim. He says maybe we could be Mechalik between Mukha Eitz and when you actually remove the whole thing.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would say. That's what I would say. It's even better.
So, no.
But, whatever.
So now, he himself says that in the Tziyunim.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
So nowadays when a significant portion of women are Mukha Eitz,
they're not Mukha Eitz. A significant portion of women today do not see Dam Sulim. Doesn't mean the Mukas Eitz. It means that, you know, they don't see. Gradually it disappeared by getting older. The Gemara isn't the Gemara. It's about the Bulgaris and the Dhamma. No one got married to go before 12 and a half. No one in this room, I hope. You can put into jail for it. But, So the Gemara and Suma seems to say Bulgaris is the last chance of them being Dam. Many, many women today, there's no doubt. Doesn't mean a book of sex. Awesome. Let's go on. So we mentioned before the Divrei Chamudos who said, look, there is a machlokes and there are some obscure mekilim who say if there's no doubt, we can be mekilim. So we don't rely on them if there's a gemar bia. But if there's not a gemar bia, we rely upon them. That's the psak halacha lemaisa. And it seems to me that is, unless we are convinced that there is a Gemar Bia, we have a right to be Mekel in a situation in which there is no Dam. Now the Badei HaShulchan, as you could imagine, is not so Mekel. He's a little bit more waffly. The Ramah says, Beferish, V'nogu l'hokal, if there's no Dam. Because the Ramah wants the Shita. Yesh mekilim l'rosa Dam agos marni. Because we just saw it in Devei Chamudas. V'nogu l'hokal im lo gomar Bia rak Erev. We saw it in Devei Chamudas too. How do you define these terms, Rav Osai? How do you define these terms? So, he says, look, Harok can knock out the Psulim. That's the Sugat Sanhedrin to find Gimel, if you those remember the Gemara, but Kamel and Rabne, the whole story. That's only if it's Biyosha, not Bahatoya, and it could be a Harok Bahatoya, whatever it may be. Says it's Yud Tes Mishpat HaShulchan. Kosva Poskim. The ad sheichnis kol ha'ever hu bichlal ha'ro av sheichnis yosem ha'atara v'lchen kol sheboru lo shlo hichnis kol ha'ever v'gam lo motzo adam acher ata acher atash v'sh'ena neseres olav. Who are these poskim? A whole slew. Chokmas adam tzemach tzedek l'bushe tara sidre tara leans in that direction. The Ramah, the poshup shot in the Ramah is that way. I, the no the Behuda says no. That achnosas at Torah v'od mixas gid have a gemar bia. That's maybe for that wouldn't apply over here. It wouldn't apply. Bottom line, this much is make of Baruch Hashem. Now if we know for sure there's no gemar bia, we can be make. But here's where we disagree. He says im who mistapek b'davar im bo leh abir gemura. V'gam he mistapekes. They don't know. How are they supposed to know what's going on? So what? So what? So who cares there was some tsar? The tsar means it was narrow, now it became wider. It doesn't mean there's any blood there. I don't get it. So I thought that even in a case where there was tsar, and if they're both mesupik, whether there is a be a gemura mamish, achnas is kol haever, or not? Yesh makom lahakol. The whole shad that there are bonin. There are those ikam adamas who make on the whole shad those no dam. So I think we can be makel with these poskim, even in the case of suffik. Fine. I'm discussing. That's one thing at a time. I'm talking about the bias mitzvah, the first bia. Now, yes.
What is
it really defined as? No, so nothing to do with Zera. We mentioned this already yesterday. Gemar Biyam is the entire Aver of the man is inserted into the woman's body. That means that Mamish, his I guess abdomen could be touching hers, and the entire Aver is inside. That's called the Gemar Biyam. That's the definition. Yeah.
Is that also the Biyam and the Kinyan and everything, or is this two?
That's another good question about Kinyan. This is a lot of brisk alarm to talk about Kinyan. Stop writing about Kinyan. We'll mention it a little bit. The post can talk about it a little bit if you have a chance. But the Marasham talks about that. I saw in the Sefer called the Poseach Shar. Poseach Shar is a Koshev Talmud Chacham. Took it out of the library. His name is Rabbi Friedman. And his father-in-law is of Chanav Dov Padua, who was a Koshev Rav in London. I think he's also from London. Diane S. Friedman, London, North 16. Yes. That is the Hasidic part of London, for those who know. So he talks about this over here, and he quotes the Marasham. Let me see, let me listen to this. Das Torah, it's Marasham. He quoted a Tosis in the Dorum Tzadi Aleph. Ain chibas bia b'hara liknas tosefes ksubu. Ooh, and Tosi Vamas says, "If I cared, a whole pilpul about it. You know, a whole discussion. He talks about it for some different topic, which we'll come to in a minute. But that's well, this is irrelevant to our discussion. That's lachud. This is everything's lachud, in my view. Okay. So over here he says in the Ramah, im lo gama biyosav vakherba v'lo roa sadam, we can be makil. Great, fantastic. Says the body of shulchan, not so fantastic. V'yesh lo livdok achar zel uvarer im roa sadam v'ein oso mechas v'nastam lo mashar roa lo shibra b'suleh. Oy vey. The more bedikas you put upon a kala, the more nervous you're going to make it, the more problems you're going to have. That's what he says. He quotes the sefer called the Cheker Halacha, and the source is Dagos Maimonides. Dagos Maimonides. Serevia, Perik Yud Aleph, Os Gimel. There's also a discussion over here. This is exactly the words we saw in the Devei Chamuda. Was quoting verbatim. It was all there. Then he says, "Afila mekilim matzrichel alivdo kibdikas hazav b'moch or b'tzemenoki." I don't think he quoted that last one, did he? In the Devei Chamuda, he quoted the whole thing. He does?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I forgot already. Where? Yeah. Fourth line? You're right, it's clear. All right, I remember that now. It's on this basis that the Balei Shulchan requires this woman, she wants to make herself with Teres Levaila despite the fact that there was this incident, has to do this. What's the obvious Tachir? Nevada! Rabbi Avadya says nothing doing. That's why I have a Marbia. Marbia, we answer completely anyway.
Like the
Machmirim. Right. The Pilei Ploim. What's he talking about? I thought Rabbi Avadya is completely correct. I don't have it here. I wrote down this page, Tof Kuf Vav. So I thought that Rabbi Avadya is completely correct. So you don't need any Bedikas Chamam Stalking. Nothing. Look, she sees a little on a sheet. So it's called Bedikas Sadinim. You look at Tosek Subas Davtes, you look at the sheets, the parcel of Simla. In any event, if she didn't check herself, it should certainly be kosher. And I think she should not check herself. It's not Shulchan Aruch. And I have another Chiddush. This is this Chiddush of mine, it's a Chiddush Nifla. I think I once maybe saw it somewhere in print, but I'm not sure if I have it at my fingertips where it is. We are assuming that the only time Chacham Wa Machmer, this Dam Sulam, the treatise Dam Nida, is that it came out through a beer. We assumed earlier if it came out to the doctor that that's not considered to be prohibited, will not prohibit it. Correct? What will happen if the woman plays doctor? What does that mean? It was a beer, it was no doctor, nothing, zero, zip, zilch, nothing. Okay, it was a beer gemur, might be with Machmer anyway. Forget about that case. It was no beer gemur. Right? Or, we'll see soon, it could be relevant to a second beer. No, they don't see blood coming on the sheets. But then she starts doing bedikas. And on the bedikas, she starts seeing something on the bedika cloth. Now we can determine definitively that it's coming from the area, it's not uterine blood, it's hymenal blood. In my view, hymenal blood, which becomes visualized only because of the bedika, is also mutter. She's like, she's a plain doctor. That's a chiddush, but I think it's true. Because again, assuming the first assumption is true, that the doctor did it, no problem. So she's plain doctor. The only one that goes there, if it came out through a maisa bia, whether you want to base it on lack of dam chimur, as we saw, whatever the reason is. Yeah?
Why wouldn't that be a problem with any, like,
age bada guy? Anytime she does a tzedika and there's dam on tzedika, you have to
have bleeping gov, means rabbanon. Like,
should
be serious.
Anytime you have dam on age.
You
don't
need
that anyway. What? Well, it goes by dam psula, not by dam mak. As a matter of fact, I have to tell you, it's not always clear to me what's called dam psulim and what's called a baka. It was explained to me that it's a hymenal ring. And the hymenal ring stays there at Meir Vesrim Shon. Except it's usually very close, and if there's a bia, so the Aver breaks it open, and instead of being a very fairly narrow opening, it becomes a wider opening. But there's still that residual ring which remains. Doctor, correct? I think that's correct, if they tell me. What'll happen if that residual ring starts to bleed? It can bleed almost any time in a married life. That's a marker. You know, it happens to be the place where the dam psulim were attached at one point. Not always clear to know what is what. Yeah?
Why is dam psulim different than dam psulim? Isn't the whole right of the Rosh that there's no greater dam psulim than dam psulim?
Correct. But Chachamim asked this particular example. So the question is, what did they ask? So they asked what we'll call the hymen, which is the part that closes off the area, that they asked. But the ring itself, which is something which just remains on the outskirts of the area forever, if that bleeds, that might be considered a damaka in any event. But again, these things can come up in certain circumstances. What happens in the following situation? Very common. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why don't we assume that when she does that bedika and then she finds dam and time of blood that maybe that blood came because the mitzvah were broken and blood just didn't come out? Maybe the dam is from the bedika and she just.
But that would only be true, presumably, if the dam is still, she saw dam v'shas bia, and it's still coming, keeps coming. That's still all attributed to the original bia. But if it stopped, and now it's a few days later, she's trying to make his bedikas, and she says, starts again. You know why it started again? Because she made it start.
At that point, we know it's from.
It's the fact that it stopped. If it stopped. If there was, you're right, if there's no stoppage, there's no stoppage. But a typical case, the woman had beer, and she saw dam psulim. And the rabbi told her, don't do hefstah until the fourth day. Okay, so she had beer on Sunday. Okay? So Sunday night, she has beer. Okay, Sunday night's already Monday. So I know I can't make hefstah tara. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Good. Thursday afternoon, she makes hefstah tara. She hasn't seen since Monday afternoon. Stopped completely. 72 hours. Nothing. Not a drop came out. Zip. Now she's a bedikah, she starts seeing red. She caused it, obviously. In my view, that's what chiddush. I but then how do you have shem nekiyim? I have sitar. That's a general problem with that maka, which I still owe you that one. So we're trying to count that. We're trying to cover ground here, but trying to finish all this in time. Yeah.
So just make sure that the din of an aid to have a tzedakah maka.
Correct. Okay. So now the following situation is very common. I'm reading from the Bari HaShulchan Tzidkot Chav Gimel. A person shouldn't play games and start doing hara, so that's point shot in the Ramah. So she shouldn't become also to him. No, try to be going with the Biyah. Because the Kosek Gemara needed that for Gimel and Beis. Eila Masachim B'tinokos. So here too, that's where the expression comes from. And he says, he's those who are doing, not doing a Bia Gevurah, so that they've been battled for a Revu, and whatever, all kinds of stories. And he quotes the Shach, HaKos lo yashe atam yidibel bila smitza shadam azeko yesh bo yisra mikam atayimim וְמַא שֶׁנֹּגֹל כֵּם כְּתַס מַקֹּמוֹס וּמִנֶּג רַא וּמִנֶּג שֶׁל שְׁטוּס וְנֹחֶל לְבַטְלוֹ שַׁח speaking. I think it's a very good minig. Shach. So the shach just cut the minig out.
Delay the
Bias Mitzvah. He said delay for three or four days.
Why?
Because they're crazy. That's why. That's it. It says the minig shtus, minig ran, nochel levatlo. I have to tell you that there are some of the more modern svarim that have come back to this minig shtus. Goes around, comes around. Why? Well, the couple just got married, and they're, you know, it takes them a while to get used to each other, and it's not right, what I call today cycle babble, that the Rabbanim are falling for, in my view. In my view, the best advice is that the Bias Mitzvah should take place, if possible, not always possible, if possible, immediately. That's my advice, technically. Now, I believe, obviously the one of two reasons, the question, are they even trying to do the Bias Mitzvah right away? Some don't even try. They say, look, when I'm going to try, I'm going to follow this minig ra of the Shach. And some of the Rabbanim are saying that's made the minig tov. I don't know, they say that minig is spelled backwards, Gehenna. So I thought it was a minig ra. Some women, however, remember, the minig ra of the Shach is something that the man's doing. The man's playing around. She shouldn't become usher to him. So he's playing around with him. What if it's from her side? Then he can't call it a minig ra. What do you want from the poor guy? He can't do what she doesn't want. I think it's only minig shtus. Big difference. For the man, it's not only minig shtus, it's also minig ra. From the woman's side, it's only a minig shtus. And the reason that these minig ra, you know, it's the basic reason is, I'm going to cut to the chase. I'm going to go around beating around the bush because it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. The Yerushona she can suffer pain. Makes sense, right? The opening is still cramped, with or without blood. And if all of a sudden an Eber HaZoha comes, it never happened before, it's going to hurt. So what do they do? It's a minig shtus. So if one hurts today, it'll hurt tomorrow. What if tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next, it's going to hurt sometime. So why just get it over with? When I was a kid, we were taught, if something is bad, get it over with. Nothing to do with this guy. Whatever, just get it done. You have to go to the dentist. It hurts. So people stall, and they stall, and they stall. They have cavities. It gets worse. It's a minute ground, a minute shtus. If you have a cavity, go to the dentist. Now, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt anyway. It's going to hurt worse. It's a human condition. Stall. We are a nation of procrastinators, Rabbi. That's okay. That's who we are. I'm coach. Procrastinates. So that's all it accomplishes, is procrastination. You know, I spoke to a doctor. Let's talk about it now already, because it's a little premature, slightly premature. This is issue of Chuppas Nida comes up in these discussions. It comes up in the following context. I guess we should, so much to say, I don't want the water to say it in. If there is a Chuppas Nida, there's an issue of Yichud. Can you do? There are more rights over here in Simon Kuf Tadi Beis, where the Isur Yichud is found. In Siv Dalet, if there was a Chuppas Nida, which the Kondra of a Chaber is not allowed, she's a Rambam, not allowed to do it, the Ashkenazim Amekel, even the Sfarim Amekel, I think. V'chein chosin, they know about Keter as Nozius. V'chein chosin shepirsa kalos o nida, kodim shabo aleh, lo yisyach anima, hu yoshin ben ho anoshim, shein ben anoshim, famous gemar. Ramon, yesh omrim, im hoysa tahoru akshen esa, v'lo bo aleh, o pirsa nida, hakach, ein a tzvicha shimur ov. Truma sadeshim. V'amach mir tovo olov broch. you have these problems of chupas nida. So today, many women try to get out of chupas nida by taking pills. There are two kinds of pills. Can I borrow your safe from Rabbi Forth? I think he talks about the two kinds of pills. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I'm going to find it. Try to find it. All right. One minute. I'm not going to where it is. Somewhere in here, he talks about pills. Hormonal treatment. Many colleges use hormonal treatment to regulate their cycle. Page 447. The two most common methods are A, using a high dose of progesterone to keep the period away. You start it right before the wedding, until after the wedding. If they're unable to contract their marriage, she would continue taking the pills as needed for another few days. Once she stops the pills, the period begins within 1, 2, 3 days. The drawback of this method is the possibility of breakthrough bleeding and staining that may persist after the pills are discontinued. It's just not true. It's just not true. It's the other way around. Okay. B. Starting treatment 2 or 3 months before the wedding with lower dose combination of estrogen and progesterone, quote, birth control pills. So you begin, it tells you how to do it. And then, what do? You take, arrange it for the last pill, the last period to be 3 weeks before the wedding. She may then either let nature take its course and assume that she will not begin the menstruation for the wedding, which is what Dr. Katan does in Asya, as you can see from the doctor. Or may she begin taking the pills after the 1 week pause and continue until the wedding or is needed afterwards. There is some chance of breakthrough bleeding even with this method, but it can be corrected by raising the dosage of the hormones. Rabbi, it's an apocryphal. There's much more chance of breakthrough bleeding with this method than the first method. So I'm a fan of the first method. At the end, somewhere he gives you a list of medications. Somewhere in the safe, he's very. Here we go. Page 530, the last printed page, just before the dictionary. So 531. He has progestins, agestin, provera, etc. A group of synthetic drugs that have an effect similar to progesterone, stabilizes and maintains the lining of the uterus. Is used by a cause of delay or period till after the wedding? Okay, this is what I recommend. My recommendation is that a woman who's, you know, it's a riot goes on today in America. A girl gets engaged, two things happen. So you give her a diamond ring and pills. I'm against a diamond ring, we won't go into that right now. A different shmooze. I'm a cold Korim, a Midbar. A diamond ring, all it does is marva the chosin. There's no greater kiyum of the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, of marva the chosin, marva daga, than a diamond ring. I give you my word. No greater kiyum of that chazach. You have no diamond ring, all you do is live a happy life with no worries and may have some shot. But no one listens to me. No. My wife listens to me. And one of my daughters listens to me. That's it. Everyone else cost me a big time. All my daughters in law, I couldn't say, you know, I'm trying to save money. I can't say anything. And one of my daughters also has a diamond ring with all the daggers and all the they have to insure it, of course. That's crazy. But okay, that's just an aside point. But I'm also against the pills for the following reason. The pills can lead to breakthrough bleeding. It's true, if you get bad, if you do it 3 months in advance, you start playing with the dosages, it goes up, it goes down, you go up. Forget about it. Try to arrange the wedding for a time and she's not going to be an either. Right? What's wrong with the old-fashioned, natural way of doing things? Rabbi said the best intervention is non-intervention. I'm speaking from a rabbinical / medical perspective. Do nothing. Oh, you do nothing. So if you plan in advance, it's usually going to work. But things sometimes go haywire. I'm the first to admit that. a lot of emotions and hormones and all kinds of things before the wedding. Things go out of whack. But that can go out of whack with the pills too, go out of whack. So do nothing. We'll see if it goes out of whack or not. If it comes close to it, nothing, everything's fine and dandy, on schedule, do nothing. Get married, if they got married for 2,000 years or more, with nothing. Nothing, and it works out if they plan it appropriately. You see it last month, it's not going to work, then you take the digestive. If the digestive is taken, I've dealt with my doctor, it's never failed. As opposed to the birth control pills that have failed so many times, I've gotten calls in the darndest moments. You know, sometimes, I remember my first call, and my very first call I got, it was a chassan getting married on a Sunday, I was beside the Kiddush, and he calls me on Motzei Shabbos, Gvald! The college is called, and he's bleeding with the pills. Disaster. Then I got once got a call from the Yichud room. She mama got through the Yichud, it's fine. She went to the bathroom of the Yichud room. Boom. Bad, but not the worst. Then I got a call at 4 something in the morning from a hotel room somewhere that it broke through. I mean, you know, it's bad. It happens. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't work. I assume that the vast majority of the times it does work, and they adjust it. But there are clearly times when it doesn't work. Maybe it's the fault of the chosen cow, or the cow that not even fills properly. All right, so what? But it happens. And also, it's a fact that it. But and the digestion, I've never had a problem. Never. Oh. But the doctor who prescribed the digestion for me in Riverdale, out of Shmuzim this week, tells me that something is changing. Because what happens is, he prescribes the digestion enough days until 2 days after the wedding. On the assumption that, hopefully, if they can't get the BS mitzvah the first night, they're too tired, they'll get it straight the next night. But if they don't, they have no choice but to call him up. Doc, I'm sorry to, I'm a little bit embarrassed, but I need more pills. I think there's more pills. 3 days. 3 days at a time. But that's a whole like me. That's a minig shtus, a minig rada that they keep stolen. Doc, I need more pills. In the 10 years he's been doing this, he noticed a tremendous increase in the number of people have to call back for refills of these pills. So not having to be a successful B.S. mitzvah the night of the wedding or a few days later. He will do it for up to a couple of weeks, and then he says, Ad kan, no more, come to see me. And he'll give me either a musa shmuz, or go to a doctor, or go to an OBGYN. And he just can't go on forever. Plus it's going to break through after a while. It can't go forever. Ad kan piarofe this week, this doctor's an endocrinologist. He knows the malacha. So I believe it's because people, I think primarily, there are a couple of reasons. One, that the chassan is too tired. People think I'm 22 years old, I'm Tarzan. I can do whatever I have to do, and that doesn't matter. No one is Tarzan. If a person is too tired, can't do anything. Recently a chassan came, he wanted to come to shir, the shir day of the wedding. He said, I go to a shir. I said, don't go to any shir, go take a nap. That's the issue. I feel like, what should I do the day of my wedding? Should I tell them I should go to the mikveh? I should go to a shir? Don't go to the mikveh. Don't say tell them and don't go to a shir. Take a nap. That's what you should do before your wedding. The person has people do all everything else but Aleph. Beis. The women are getting now this counseling, which I think is bad counseling. You know, it's going to be painful and should go slowly. To the point that Rabbi Force claims in this sefer that most weddings are not consummated on the wedding night. Most? That's what's written in the book. I mean, I don't know this book Baal Peh, but I read it just yesterday or today. Most. I don't know if that's true. I have no way of doing a survey on this. But even the fact that he says it's most, he gets a million shahadas too, indicates that it's not right. Part of the minig ravishtus. I believe the women should be advised. If it's going to hurt, it's going to hurt. It's going to happen one time. Let's get it over with. Now I'll tell you a story that's going to blow your mind. Yeah?
I think his reason wasn't necessarily because people are totally doing their shtus. It's because it's hard for them to perform.
Yeah. It's hard for the man to perform because he's too tired. The average healthy male when he married in his early 20s, you know, I mean, if he just does what comes naturally, he should have no problem in performing a ma'aseh bia, but sometimes he panics. I don't deny that. He panics. That's on the one hand. he can't have a kishui in the first place, he gets panicky, or he loses the kishui, Stami loses it, or Kabil saw Zera sometimes loses it then. I'm taking all this into control, into consideration. These things happen. Sometimes. But to get to a robe, it can't, it's not just to my knowledge. I mean, why are things changing in the last 10 years in front of the doctor's clinical experience? What's changing? I think it's more the ladies, and they're being told, you know. I'll tell you a story to blow your mind. I heard this story from P. Baal HaMaisa. This man, Zichron Levroch, this man must have gotten married 70 years ago, I'm approximating, or around that time, he was from a Frum family then in America, you know, way back when. And his Kala was the daughter of a Rosh Hashiva. Okay? And he told me, he got married, like everyone else got married in those days, and the next morning, there was a polite knock on the door. The two mothers came, his mother and her mother, and they came to examine the sheet. Who parcel was it? We talk. I said, that was what's commonly done in those years. Well, make sure everything's okay. Polite knock on the door. Now, today it could be extremely embarrassing because many women today don't have dam sulam. So what's the sheikh gonna show you? But I guess maybe in those years there were people with less exercise and go horseback riding. I don't know what they were doing, or bike riding. I don't know what they do today. So it was a great. But what I'm driving at is that the couple understood there's going to be a knock on the door in the morning, that they should try to do whatever they can to make sure that there's something to show for it. And they, as I often say, a person has to be what they call a mukhra. In those days, they knew it was something which was a rite of passage. It had to get done. Just get it over with. And if it hurt, it hurt. And it did. It hurts once for that, it may have asked. If it hurts a second time, it has to be a second. Done. Over with. These people stall off. It takes sometimes days, weeks, months. It happens. I'm not discussing extreme cases. Extreme cases where it's completely closed, they go to an OBGYN, then he has to put in dilators. We have to take out the psula. It has to happen. Nothing's going to happen otherwise. Just nothing's happening. Those are extreme cases. Then there are cases where the man has problems. I tell people, the man had problems, but it went on literally for months.
Really?
Months, 6 months, I can tell you for sure. Did you reset the clock?
Yeah.
The battery is on. Okay, I'm sorry to know. I will stop here in the middle of my stories. Tomorrow we'll start with some more stories. Maybe fix the battery so I shouldn't be. We shouldn't blame it on FDA boys. Okay. We'll say tomorrow for some more choice stories followed by some further halachas in this regard.
Rosavolosky in his English would be the same.
Really? Rove?
He said he didn't get a Shiloh. He's part of the Shiloh.